We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The time is 11:27. It's brought to you by the House of 1,000 Beers with locations in Wexford and New Kensington, home of the biggest Reuben sandwiches, best Reuben sandwiches in town. All right, Mark called right before the break and said he's concerned about the coaching this week from the Steelers' standpoint. Doesn't like the clock management. I got to take a deep breath here. It never ceases to amaze me that the Steelers are off to a 5-0 start. They're one of three undefeated teams in the league. Playing one of them this week, Tennessee's also 5-0, and Seattle's 5-0. Steelers are 5-0. And we got a call complaining about Tomlin and his coaching. It never ceases to amaze me that there's people out there that actually believe that he's a bad coach. I don't get it. I never have got it. I think he's one of the top three coaches in the league. I'll take Belichick over him, although Belichick's 2-3 this year, doesn't look quite as smart as he used to when he had Tom Brady at quarterback, but that's another story. I don't know that the Steelers coaches have ever had a better start to a season. I can't remember one. I love what they're doing defensively. Tomlin's a huge part of that, Keith Butler. You know, the way they're blitzing, the way they're picking their spots, the way they're coming up with big plays. You know, they're tied for fourth. They have five turnovers. They're number one in sacks. They have 24. What they're doing with the defense, to me, is outstanding. I don't know that I've ever... You know, the way they're running that defense has been terrific. How about the offense, okay? Ben, efficient as hell. Not prolific numbers, but spreading the ball around. They have the Matt Canada influence now. You know, the wide receiver motions and jet sweeps and that sort of thing. Keeping defenses off balance. We really saw it a couple games ago against Philly, and then they backed off of it from Cleveland. You know, Cleveland has everything on tape, and they're, going to make their adjustments, so the Steelers adjusted. What'd they score, 38 points against Cleveland? Well, 31 from the offense. Minkah Fitzpatrick provided seven of those points. What'd they have the week before against Philly? 38. I think Randy Feitner has done a terrific job, getting the ball to different people. Chase Claypool has taken advantage of his opportunities to be really good. They're doing it without Juju contributing a whole lot. He had two catches for 6 yards last week, and they still won 38-7. And we got a call saying he's concerned about the coaching with Tomlin. I don't get it, man. I really don't get it. I think this staff, led by Tomlin, is doing as good a job as I can ever remember doing. Now, it's five games. Last year, I was singing their praises when they were 8-5 and they ended up losing their last three games, right, and missed the playoffs. There's a long way to go. And this may all come apart at some point. Maybe it'll be because of Devin Bush's injury. Maybe somebody else, the wrong guy, will get hurt. But I have a hard time thinking that, that anybody has a big advantage over the Steelers in any game when it comes to coaching. I mean, Tomlin's been here so long, so solid. I think they're prepared. I think he's the perfect guy to deal with like a pandemic, keeping things, in order as best he can with these guys. I don't think that there's any question that way. He's got, I think he's learned a lot since Antonio Brown has left, since Le'Veon has left. Oh, Le'Veon wasn't really a problem other than when he didn't show up his last year here. I mean, he wasn't a bad guy in the locker room. I think Antonio wasn't. And, you know, Tomlin probably has to take some blame for that, although other way of looking at it is he got more out of Antonio than anybody has since, right? So I don't know. I just – am I alone here, or is there more people out there that agree with Mark? I mean, I'd love to hear from you, 412-928-9370. Tell me what I'm missing. And because they call a timeout once when maybe you don't think they should call a timeout, is that horrible clock management? I've seen other coaches – with horrible clock management as well. We only see the Steelers here. We see their warts. We see their mistakes. But I'll take Tomlin over just about any other coach in the league, and I've been saying that for years. Okay, throwback of me, I know, won 3 playoff games in 10 years. Not good enough for around here. I get that. And there have been some disappointments. A Jacksonville loss at home, probably his worst hour as coach. Because he got caught looking ahead to New England, and his players followed suit, and they ended up getting their fannies kicked. The Tebow game in Denver was bad. There have been a couple duds, there's no question. A couple of the other playoff losses, injuries were a big part of it, to Le'Veon specifically in a couple seasons. But overall, I think if Tomlin would get fired today, about 10 other teams would consider replacing their coach with him right away when our coach isn't even in any trouble. Jim Leland, Tony La Russa once said that to me about Jim Leland, and Leland's the best manager I've ever been around, and Tony La Russa said he's so good that other teams would fire their guy to hire him. And I believe that about Tomlin. I don't know what to complain about this year so far. I mean, what the offense is doing, what the defense is doing. I think Keith Butler and Randy Feetner, they're the coordinators. They deserve tremendous credit, but Tomlin definitely has his hands on the defense, and I think he does on everything. But Matt, Canada deserves a lot of credit. I just don't know. Am I missing something? 412-928-9370. Let's go to Randall. He's up. What do you got, man?
I'm so glad you called my name. This is the perfect example of what I've been saying over the years. The people like this guy who just called in never give Tomlin credit for anything. Like you said, undefeated, and he has to find one issue to blame Tomlin for something, yet he's not man enough to call in and credit him for the 5-0 start. Just because of the 5-0 start doesn't necessarily classify Tomlin as being a great coach because the team is just doing well. But even if we were 0-5, that still wouldn't classify him as being a bad coach. Sometimes you have to give the players credit when the credit is due and fault the players when they don't do what they're supposed to do. Let's give Robert Spillane an opportunity to see what he does before we go out trying to make a trade. Somebody has said, let's trade Juju for somebody. Let's give let the process run its course, and then we can classify it. But this guy wants to complain about Tomlin for something in a perfect 5-0 season. Now, God forbid we lose this game, he's going to call back in to say, I told you so.
Well, Randall, I've been dealing with this for years here, man. And, you know, I do think Tomlin's an outstanding coach. Far from perfect. Nobody's perfect. Belichick is the closest, and he's number one on his own planet and over everybody. Although he's 2-3, like I said, without Brady, not quite as smart, but they've had COVID issues up there too that have really set them back. But I've been a Tomlin man for a long time. I think he's so solid at what he does, and it just kills me that you know, I get it. When they missed the playoffs last year, 2 years in a row, people want to question the coaching. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. But when you're 5-0 and you're getting ready to play a pretty big game, Randall, I the timing of it just stinks for me. And again, when I look at what they've done overall, you know, and thank you for the call, Randall. I got to go to an update here. What they've done overall is just amazing to me. And the way the defense has played, number 2 in the league, the offense so efficient. Ben, 11 touchdowns, 1 interception. The plays, they put up 30-some points each of the last couple games. I have a hard time finding fault with the coaches right now. They missed the playoffs again. This all comes apart. Come back to me then. I'll listen to you a lot more. 412-928-9370. You want to sound off on this topic? Please feel free. I'll tell you about a coaching staff that's really in trouble when we come back. It's in Dallas, and you know the name, Mike McCarthy of Greenfield. already 6 games in under intense heat in the Big D. We'll talk about that next. But I'd love to hear your thoughts on what Tomlin and his coaches are doing. You know, we always get calls that Feetner's terrible. He can't, his offense is too predictable. Does anybody out there think this offense is predictable this year? We get calls, the defense is overrated. Keith Butler doesn't know what he's doing. Does anybody think this swarming defense, this blitzing defense, is overrated and the coaches don't know what they're doing? Please, make a case for me if you have one. Tell me I'm wrong if you think I am. 412-928-9370. I'm Ron Cook. It's Cook and Joe on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.